And that will bring the total donation amount to over $2 million, says Doug Shipman. He's the executive director of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights.
Well, the Arthur Blank Foundation has been a supporter of ours, previously committed $1 million to the project, and they recently increased their overall commitment to $2.5 million.
A commitment that Shipman says heightens the importance of partnerships beyond a financial gift. This latest donation also means the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation will forever be a part of the center.
And they are also going to name the civil rights wing within the exhibitions of the center. So we're just thrilled.
Penelope McPhee is the president and trustee of the Blank Family Foundation. She says the National Center for Civil and Human Rights represents what the Blank family stands for. McPhee says the values of the center will be an important part of Atlanta's legacy.
The Blank Family Foundation's name is not on very many institutions. So it really wants to be associated with an important institution that can really make a difference in people's lives.
Construction of the center is currently underway in downtown Atlanta. The Coca-Cola company donated the 2.5 acres of land where the center will be housed. It's adjacent to Centennial Olympic Park and steps away from the Georgia Aquarium. The National Center for Civil and Human Rights is scheduled to open in May of next year. Rose Scott, WABE News.